Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The great singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Martha Bassett is just as in demand as a performer as ever this summer. Friday, June 22nd, beginning at 5:30, Martha will be at Primland in Meadows of Dan, Virginia, 2000 Busted Rock Road. And on Thursday, June 28th, beginning at 12:15, she'll be performing in Davis Chapel at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center in Winston-Salem. Oh, I just interviewed Kianga Ford, and her band was Turbo Pro Project. And there you are on double bass playing with Turbo Pro Project, a banjo DJ bass group.
That was fun.
Which I can't even label because I don't even know what that is. It's amazing. I guess all this to say, I mean, I'd be curious to know that your transition, at least connect a few of those dots for me from, and what'd you start out on, and how'd you wind up where you are with all these different genres?
Well, I started out as a classical singer, and for all of my young life, that's all I did. And when I turned 30, I started singing with a swing band. And at the same time, I started singing and mostly playing upright bass with an old-time band in Greensboro. And it's just kind of evolved. I didn't start writing songs until about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ah. All of my friends are songwriters, it seems, so I was doing a lot of their songs, and I started playing guitar maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
You were there in the doorway waiting for me. Don't think that I don't know your game. But you gave me your smile and said, stay for a while. Well,
we're sampling Know My Name from Martha's CD, Sinner's Prayer. More information at MarthaBassett.com. I hate to throw such a general question. I guess within that, there are several questions that come out. One would be, I mean, you just started writing music 5, 6 years ago, and you're coming out with these albums with music of your own. Was it something that you longed to do all the time? How'd that come about?
Well, there was a story that I wanted to tell for a particular song. The first song that I wrote, it's on the Sinner's Prayer disc called Kippy Dooley, and it's a murder ballad from my hometown. And it was a very interesting story that I had been talking to my songwriter friends about writing, like Bruce Pioff and Laurelin Dossett and Claire Fader, and none of them jumped on it because, of course, it wasn't part of their experience. And one night, I don't really know why, I just kind of got some ideas about the narrative of it, and I stayed up all night and wrote the song. It was so much fun for me. It was so gratifying.
What aspect of composition really grabbed you?
I have to say the words. I really enjoyed that end of it. With every song that I've written, the words have come first.
Is it the sounds of the words?
It is the sounds of the words, the rhythm of the words, as much as the actual sonic qualities of the words.
Well, I'm kind of curious, knowing that this is a tune that got you into composition. So let's take a listen. This is a Kippy Dooley.
In the hills where the new river cuts like a knife, we're farmers.
My thanks to singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Martha Bassett. Tonight, beginning at 5:30, Martha will be at Primland in Meadows of Dan, Virginia, 2000 Busted Rock Road. And on Thursday, June 28th, beginning at 12:15, she'll be performing in Davis Chapel at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to Martha's complete performance schedule at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.